Welcome to the MLMSuccess.com podcast, the show designed to return the network marketing industry to its roots of personal growth, leadership development, and wisdom of the ages success principles. We share with you real success stories from real people that we hope will inspire and encourage you personally and help you progress forward in your business and your life. We believe if you build people, people will build the business. Now here is your host, who has been called the number one mind in network marketing, the MLM prophet, network marketing virtual mentor, and a host of other names that we will not mention because this is a family show. Frankly, he's just a small town guy that figured out that the real product in network marketing is people. Dale Calvert.
Welcome. This is Dale Calvert. This is session number 16 of the MLMSuccess.com podcast. Guys, I am really, really excited for you to hear this episode. It's going to feature Sue Austin, who is one of my favorite people that I've met in the network marketing profession over the last 5 years. You're going to enjoy her story. We're calling this Escape from the Cubicle. It's going to be inspiring for you. Sue is as real as she sounds. If you want to learn more about Sue, you can visit her website. It's winwithsueaustin.com, winwithsueaustin.com. But Sue is proof that anyone who is willing to learn and pay close attention when she talks about learning, anybody that's willing to learn and implement that which they learn and persist can escape the cubicle, escape the 9-to-5, achieve whatever they desire to achieve with this awesome profession called network marketing. So I hope you enjoy this. Look forward to your comments over on iTunes. Let Sue know that you appreciated her story and her being with us. It means a lot. And you guys enjoy Escape the Cubicle with Sue Austin.
Hey guys, we're with Sue Austin, one of my favorite people I've met in the last 5 years in this industry. Sue, are you with us?
I'm here, Dale. Thanks.
I appreciate you being with us. Let's just start off and just let's just share with people your story, how you got started in the industry, and then we'll just kind of take it from there.
Okay, well, first of all, thank you so much for asking me to do this. You've been someone who I've totally plugged into in the last few years, and I've really, really learned a lot, and I continue to learn. So I just want to thank you for asking me to do this. I had never heard of network marketing before I started.
Five years ago, right? 5 years ago?
Yeah, 2011. April 2011.
Okay.
I'd heard a few stories of, pyramid schemes and things like that, and I'd never been around this kind of an industry, so I really didn't know anything about it at all. But I actually had seen one of my high school friends posting about this weight loss product on Facebook, and I probably looked at it 7 or 8 times and finally thought, I can stand to lose some weight, so I just, on an impulse one night, I just ordered it. I was at a bad time in my life, both personally and with my job, and I had kids and a very unsupportive spouse, and I just wanted to feel better about myself. So I thought, well, if I lose a few pounds, this can help. And I signed up as a distributor without even realizing it. But I got the product, I took it, I loved it, it worked. And I started looking at the business side of it, and the company I am with had a lot of emails coming out with different calls and webinars they were doing, and I just started getting on all of those and really trying to understand what I had in my hands. And
Right. That
was the end of it. I mean, I just got very, very plugged in and really didn't know what I was doing, but there was a lot of leaders that I was following, and getting on the calls and the trainings, things started clicking for me, and I started dreaming again and realizing that there is more for me in my life, and I can really change my life if I put my all into this. So that's where I started.
That's so awesome, and I think so many people that are listening, it's if you don't believe, if you don't, you got to have the faith to just dream, just think what if, you know. And I heard Benjamin Franklin said most men die at age 25 and they're not buried until age 65. And, yes. You know, when I invited you to come on here, I went back and I was looking at a talk that you did in Las Vegas. And there was just so many things there that I thought people need to hear that. People need to understand that. And we'll put a link in the notes for this podcast where people can go on, watch you on YouTube. And, that'll be good just to kind of confirm, because so many times we see people where they are and not where they've been. But so let's move forward 5 years and then we'll go back. But five years now today, what has being involved in the company and the industry, what has it meant to Sue today, you know, financially, personally, from that standpoint?
Oh boy. I am a completely different person than I was 5 years ago. When I started getting plugged in, I came upon this personal development stuff that I had never been exposed to before. And just getting into a lot of that every day, you know, working on myself and changing my attitude and my outlook, that alone has totally changed my life. Helped me personally in my business, you know, dealing with people, just in every aspect of my life. But, you know, in 5 years, two years after I joined my company, I was able to leave my full-time job. I was doing this business part-time while working a full-time job and raising kids. I didn't have a lot of free time, but I just knew that there was a potential here for me to not only change my life, but to help other people change their lives. So I put a lot of time into it. I didn't get a whole lot of sleep because this was very important to me to really plug in and do something. So I quit my job after 2 years. I was able to pay off all debt. I had a lot of debt. I had student loans. I had credit card debt. When I got my first big check, that was the first thing I did. And until my debt was paid off, after that, I took my family on a trip to Hawaii and paid cash for the whole thing, which was something I never in my life, never imagined I'd be able to do.
I didn't know that. I had never heard that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I did that, and you know, then I continued to keep working on myself, because that was the key for me, was to really, you know, work on personal development and believe that there's nothing different about me than anyone else that's successful in this industry, as long as I had that desire and the why. I had a very strong why. I know you talk about, you know, you got to have your why, and that is, to me, the number one thing that keeps me going.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So you took your family to Hawaii, got out of debt, and then you bought a house, was it in the last year or so?
Yeah. During this 5 years I've been in this company, I was in a very verbally abusive marriage for 25 years when I joined the company, and had just very low self-esteem. You know, and getting in and working on myself and seeing all the different people in this industry and listening to their stories and what they'd been through and how they overcame. And it just gave me more desire to really help myself and my family. So yes, since then I've actually been separated and divorced. We, you know, tried to work it out, but it didn't work. And I've moved on, and I was able to buy a house for myself and my kids, which 5 years ago I never thought would ever be possible. I had thought for years of leaving, but I never, ever thought that I would financially be able to provide for myself and my kids in the way that they deserved.
Right.
So
right.
I can now, and that's just a huge thing for me.
That's awesome. And what were you doing as a full-time job prior to getting involved?
I have been a waitress and a hairdresser for most of my life. And then at one time I decided I didn't want to work weekends anymore. So I went to school to be a medical coder. And because I wanted a 9-to-5 job, that's what I thought I wanted. And I finished school and got a job in that field and sat in a cubicle all day long. And after about 6 months, I thought to myself, what was I thinking? Because I was just right. not happy. It was not really what I wanted. And that's when I found right. the company that I'm in, was while I was working that job.
Yeah, I knew that it was some type of administrative, but I wasn't sure. But it doesn't matter what a person's background is, because you and I, you know, we've seen people from absolutely every walk of life.
Exactly, yeah.
Changed their life. One thing, when I was watching your video, you know, I'm a believer that events change lives.
Definitely.
And will you just share with our listeners about your situation and the first event that you ever went to and why you decided to do it, and kind of share that story?
I had been in the company about 4 or 5 months, so I really didn't even know what I was doing. I was still learning and everything, but they were having an event. Somebody decided they were just going to have an event. The company was new when I joined, so it was the first company event they ever had. And me, I was totally new, but it was in New Jersey, which was about an 8-hour drive for me. And I just decided, something told me I have to go. I don't care what it takes. I really didn't have the money to go, but I had a credit card and I knew I had to get there. So I went, and that event totally opened my eyes to the type of people in this industry, the positivity, you know, just the belief in the industry. Just going to that event and being around people with open mindsets and positive mindsets, just I knew right then and there that this is where I needed to be.
It's a little bit different from a cubicle, isn't it?
Oh gosh, yes. I you know, there's so much more that's available for people if they just open their mind a little bit and you know, give this industry a chance to change their life, because it really, really can if you really, really have a strong why and a desire to help people.
Right, absolutely. I heard you, you made the comment that you crave learning something new.
Yes. And, you know, I've been like that my whole life, but I never knew how to apply it. Yeah, I used to think that I could be a professional college student because I just like to learn. I don't even care if it's going to get me anywhere, but just learning new things has always been something I've craved. So when I started getting plugged into this industry, and there's just so much to learn about people, about yourself, about, you know, helping others, and a lot of it goes back to biblical principles, which I really connected with. That was a huge thing for me.
Yeah, it is. It, you know, and I classify a lot of people in the industry, and you've probably seen them in your group, it's people that it's just learners and non-learners. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I definitely agree. You have to make learning a part of your life and never stop. I mean, I have so much more growing and learning to do. I've grown and learned a lot in the last 5 years, but I still have so much more to go, and I don't ever want to stop. I just really like to learn and learn things enough to be able to teach them to other people too.
That's it. You know, you've heard me, I talk about 3 percenters, 27 percenters and 70 percenters. Mm-hmm. You understand that concept?
Yeah.
I know. What is Sue? What are you?
I believe I'm a 27 percenter. I feel like I'm an average person that has a strong desire to help people and to, you know, totally change my life.
Yeah, and you were smart enough to put the oxygen mask on yourself first.
Yes.
You did. I mean, you got plugged in. You learned everything that you could learn. And I think that's the real message here is, if you're above average, or if you're an average person with average, with above average desire, and you're willing to learn, in 5 years, where will you be without trying? And in 5 years, where can you be if you do apply? It's not going to happen next week.
Exactly. And yes, and you have to realize coming into this that you got to give it at least 3 to 5 years. You can't change your life overnight.
Right. So. See, I'm fascinated. I am fascinated by the fact that when you started, that's the way you were thinking. I'm going to give this 3 to 5 years. You talked about that in the video I watched.
Yeah.
Where does that come from? Because you know and I know that most of the people that join, they're looking at 3 to 5 days.
Yeah, I've always been a pretty, I guess, practical person. I don't believe in, I mean, I do believe in miracles. I shouldn't say that. But I do know that anything worth having takes work. I mean, if you're going to have something handed to you, you're not going to appreciate it. You have to put in the work and the time so that it really means something.
Absolutely. And do you feel like as, and I might be putting you on the spot here, but as a industry, as the network marketing profession, the network marketing industry, that we need to get away from, do we need to just start telling people, look, this is a 3 to 5 year game plan? I mean, do you think that message is not being put out there as much as it maybe should be? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I see a lot of things in people in other companies and things claiming to get rich. You know, just click here and you'll make $100 next week, or you make $100 in an hour. And I've never believed in any of that stuff. I mean, I realize there's no such thing as a free ride. I've sort of known that my whole life because I've worked hard for everything I've had. And most of the people that I know in my life that have had things handed to them are not appreciative of it anyway. So, you know, if you want to be successful in anything, you really have to put in the time and work on yourself. You want to become a better person, become a person that you want, you want to become somebody that you would want to follow. So it takes time. It's not something that happens overnight. And it's not really about the final destination. It's about the journey.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there ain't no foo-foo dust.
Exactly. I love that saying of yours.
But, I mean, there's just not. There's just not. And but it's very predictable if you get in, stay in, and plug in. And plug in means doing what you've done, did. You drove 8 hours to the event. You know, you got up early, stayed up late, and, you know, enjoyed the price.
Yeah, and you have to make sacrifices. I do understand that. I believe that. And even though it's hard sometimes, it's worth it.
Yeah, that's it. That's the message. It's definitely worth it. I know now you spend a lot of time with your children, and you just want to kind of talk about a little bit about the lifestyle that you have now, maybe compared, and I know you still work very hard and you're still a student and you probably always will be, but you just want to talk about maybe the time that you do have with your family now.
Yes.
I know you have just, 2 grandkids, is that right?
I do. I have 3 children. My oldest is 26 and she has 2 babies, 3 and 3 months. So I'm a grandmother twice. And then I have 2 teenagers still at home, 16 and 14. And this industry, I mean, it's just amazing now that I can set my own hours. I'm there for my kids when they need me. If they need to go here, go there. I don't have to juggle a job. And when I used to work full time, I spent an hour every morning getting the kids to wherever they needed to go before I went to work, and then, you know, they had to go to daycare after school, so I could pick them up after work. And I spent at least 3 hours a day just commuting and getting kids around. And now it's just unbelievable the freedom I have. I can spend more time with my grandchildren. I can work my business around my family instead of working my family around my job.
Absolutely. And, you know, another thing, Sue, that told me a lot about you and your focus, because the company you're with, I had a consulting and training contract with for, it was supposed to have been a year, but it was 18 months. And we had the opportunity to go with a lot of leaders on the cruise. And I look over at the table beside us, and you have you, your mom, your daughter. I mean, was that?
Yes, that was one of my most favorite moments, was being able to take my entire family, including my mom, on a cruise. And not worry about the time, not worry about the money. It was just, that's a precious moment that I'll always treasure.
Yeah, I mean, I remember looking over there, and it's like they were just all just smiling, and it was like, this is just so awesome to see this, because this is what is available for people if they just are willing to learn and move forward and believe.
Exactly, and like I said, 5 years ago, I would have never believed that any of this was possible.
Right.
I had a lot to work on personally, and because I decided to do that, my life has totally changed.
Right. I'm just curious, is there any particular, if I said, Sue, what book has helped you the most? Is there one in particular, or one, you know, I'm just curious. If somebody's saying, okay, so you changed your life, you know, you've changed your attitude, but how did you do that? Because I want to change my attitude. I want to change my life, but how do I do that?
Well, I have a lot of good books. I do read quite a bit. I do a lot of audio books because I just, especially if I'm in the car, I can play them or just play them while I'm working. But I listen to a lot of Jim Rohn, especially in the first couple of years, building your network marketing business. He has an audio on YouTube. I played that thing every day, over and over and over and over and over and over and over, and I still listen to it. A lot of Les Brown, Think and Grow Rich. I did read that book. Just a lot of people, Zig Ziglar, you know, people that are from this industry that are legends. And there's stuff on YouTube you can Google and get for free and, you know, listen to it. I did that every day.
That's awesome. And I know Jim Rohn, the How to Build Your Network Marketing Business and the Parable of the Sower and Sowing Seeds. And
yeah,
that was, I'll just share this while I'm thinking about it, because, I mean, I recommend that to everybody. That's the first CD that they should have.
And I agree.
Jim, it was that little segment was originally on a tape set he did called Take Charge of Your Life. And I had that set, and I probably heard it, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds of times, but when I first started. And then Jim was coming to Ohio for a live event, so we are downline, and we all, several members, and we all got in cars, and we went to Ohio to hear Jim Rohn. And I remember walking in there, and he's going through his talk, and then he gets to that segment about the parable of the sower and the birds get some and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I had heard that 100 times, but I heard it that day. And that was, I went back, and I, from that event, and that was a life-altering event. It was like, okay. I don't care about the birds. I don't care about the roots. I don't care about the sun burning some up. I'm just going to plant as many seeds as I can every day, every week, every month. And I think that's the key, because the law of averages is going to work for me over time. And that was just so freeing. So I know that there's people that are listening to us that have that CD somewhere, and I just want to encourage them to, you know, find it, you know, and I try to communicate to people, learn it. Don't just learn, memorize it. You need to know what's coming out of his mouth next.
Yes, I definitely highly recommend that to everybody. And like you said, listen to it over and over until you can repeat it.
Absolutely.
Because it just makes sense, and it frees you from the worry of people saying no to you, or, you know, people not doing what you thought they'd do. You just know that's just the way it is.
That's right. And we can't change it, so we have to learn to work with it. Well, is there anything else before we run that you would like to tell people? Because, I mean, I know a lot of people are going to really be able to identify with you and your story, and it's just awesome. And it's what, for me, it's like that Sue Austin is an example of what this industry is really about. And I really mean that. It's been awesome, you know, because I know you, every time I look up on a webinar, I see your name popping up, and it's like, it's just neat, because I know you're one of the people that not just talk the talk, but you walk the walk every day. And I appreciate that so much about you. But is there anything that you'd like to tell people that are listening in on this particular podcast before I let you get back to what you were doing before I interrupted you?
Well, thank you so much, Dale. Yeah, definitely you want to work on yourself. A lot of personal development. Follow a mentor. I follow you, Dale, a lot, and I really appreciate everything you do for everyone in this industry. You need to plug in to everything that's available to you, and plug your team in, especially whatever company you're in. Make sure you plug into all the tools and trainings that company offers, because it's free. And the more you plug into that stuff, the more it makes sense, the more you develop a belief in your company, in the industry, in your products. Learn about people. You want to learn about people. Learn as much as you can about people, because, like you said, people are our real product. Make sure that you have a very strongly defined why, and write it down and look at it every single day. Because no matter how good you might do, everybody has bad days. I have bad days. There's days I just, you know, don't want to do a thing. But when I look at my why, it motivates me and it reminds me why I do what I do. So you definitely need to have a strong why, and you need to write it down. And, you know, stay plugged into mentors like Dale and all the free training that he does and whatever your company offers, and just be sure to believe that it's possible. Anything is possible if you truly, truly believe in it.
That's awesome.
And, yeah, that's about it, Dale. I really want to thank you for inviting me on here. I'm very honored that you asked me to do this.
Oh, you were. I mean, yeah, it was a no-brainer from my standpoint. No-brainer at all. I mean, you know, because truth is truth, and once people realize it, you know, this is not hokey, out on a limb stuff. It's just wisdom of the ages. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And we can change our entire thought process with the right input, but if we, you know, garbage in, garbage out. And I think you're just an example, somebody that I didn't know you before, and I'm not saying you had garbage in. The only thing all I know is from what you've said and what you've shared, you know, that this industry kind of exposed you to a world that maybe you didn't even know was existed.
Exactly.
Would you agree with that?
That's very, very true. I didn't. And I sort of had that misconception that a lot of people that don't understand it have, that, you know, that's one of those things. You know, that's one of those pyramid things, and people don't really get rich doing that. And you know, there's so much stigma attached to this industry. But you have to get in and learn it yourself and see see it for what it really is and how it really can be such a life-changing industry.
Absolutely. And my recommendation, I always tell people, find a great leader that gets it. And you're definitely one of those people, Sue. So, you know, I'm excited that I got to meet you in the last 5 years, and I'm really excited to watch what happens for you over the next 5 years, more than you realize. I really am excited to see it because you're going to be an example, I believe, and I can for a lot of people and future generations of this industry. So I believe it or I wouldn't say it, and I appreciate you being with us today.
Thank you, Dale, and I really appreciate you, too. Thank you so much for everything you do.
Wow, 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 wow. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I'm sure you're thinking right now, so-and-so needs to hear this. So send them over to iTunes or send them to MLMSuccess.com. Tell them to listen to the episode, Escape the Cubicle with Sue Austin. And again, guys, your comments, reviews mean more than you can ever know. So we appreciate any input, feedback on this particular episode. If you want to reach Sue again, winwithsueaustin.com. You can check out her website. You can find her on Facebook. But I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope that some of you I know that just heard this was exactly what you needed to hear. And I hope you will use this story, Sue's story, to inspire you and to help you understand that you can learn how to do this business. You absolutely, positively can learn how to do it. And the key is implementation of that which you learn. So I look forward to speaking with you next week on the MLMSuccess.com broadcast podcast. I appreciate you guys sharing this with people that you know, team members, upline, downline, sideline, on social media. Help us spread the word, and we can continue to provide more awesome stories for you like this one. Have an awesome week, and look forward to being back with you next week.
If you haven't gone over to iTunes yet and rated and left this podcast a review, what are you waiting for? At Calvert Marketing Group, we want to spend our time on the projects that we know are providing the most value for our clients and customers. You leaving us a review and feedback on iTunes is something that helps us more than you realize. And more importantly, it helps others like you find us. So if you've not taken the time to rate this podcast, please go over to iTunes and do that for us now. It will only take a couple of minutes out of your busy schedule. Work harder on yourself than you do on your business, and we'll be back next week with another inspiring success story from real people who've made a difference in their lives and in the lives of others.